CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates, and we train community volunteers to be a voice in court for abused and neglected children. So when kids are removed from the home because of abuse and neglect, typically go into foster care, and a case opens on their behalf in the court system, our program gets involved to provide that child or children in that family with a volunteer.
Private organization, government organization?
We are a nonprofit, profit, and rely on donations. And we, although it appears as though we are working for the judges, the eyes and the ears for the judges, because we are supporting the judges. We are a nonprofit organization that provides that support to the judges so the judges can make the right decision for those children, so those children can be in safe, nurturing, and loving homes.
How do you actually do your job, I guess?
Our volunteers they get to know the children, obviously, who are in the case, but they also get to know the dynamics of the family, children's needs, do they have any special services that they need, and things like that. What changes have been made with the family since the time the children were removed, if the problems have been fixed, and if it's safe for the children to go back home, or whether they have to look at an alternative option like termination of parental rights with the children being legally cleared for adoption. So our volunteers are information gatherers. They're not reinvestigating why the children came into custody. What they're looking at is what's going on with the family, what changes have been made, what's positive, what maybe still is negative. And then they give all that information to the judge through a written report and then testify sometimes in court to help that judge make the decision. Judge makes the final decision, but the judge definitely relies upon a lot on what the volunteer says.
And how do you volunteer to be on CASA? How do you find volunteers?
We are looking for volunteers. We have a waiting list of families of about 40 families right now who are in need of a volunteer because we don't have enough volunteers. The easiest way and the most efficient way is to go to our website, SiouxFallsCASA.org, and there's a link right on there to apply, and that just gets the process started. It's not making a commitment at that point, and then we reach out to you and visit more about the program and see if it's the right fit for you.
Alicia, you are with South Dakota Advertising Federation.
Yes,
right?
I sit on the board.
What's that group all about?
We are a group of advertisers, creatives that are together in the fact that we support local advertising, you know, endeavors, whether that be education, awards, things of that nature. We're just really a support system for the advertising community.
And is that for all of South Dakota?
Yes.
Portion? Okay,
mm-hmm.
All of the state.
Yeah, all over
okay.
The state. So charity is what we do is this fundraiser, and it brings together the creative community to really create and design chairs and functional furniture that will be auctioned off on May 8th. And that event, we choose a beneficiary every year.
Okay.
That event this year, we chose CASA.
Sure.
So a little bit about the event.
Yes, please.
All right. Event is at Westward Ho on May 8th. Tickets are $20. You can purchase them at www.sdaf.org or call 274-3548. 30 chairs are going to be auctioned off. They're awesome. We have students from O'Gorman, Washington, and then we also have creatives that across our community that have put together these chairs.
Okay, let's talk creative chairs. Are they made out of a certain material, or are they just whatever?
They can
goes,
be whatever,
they,
yes.
They just have to be functional chairs?
Yes, they have to be. I've seen a Lego chair. I've seen just some beautiful artwork on chairs, some outdoor patio furniture, things of that nature. So they look awesome.
And they'll be auctioned off then, right?
They will be, yes. Okay. So 5 to 6:30. Going to be a few hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar, and then the live auction is going to start at 6:30.